is Red Eyes Creations Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Nice to have you with us. If you are listening for the first time, a warm welcome. My name is Henrik. RedIceCreations.com is our website where we have frequently updated news, our radio archive, videos, films, links, resources, and much more. We are based out of Sweden, Scandinavia. We discuss and highlight everything from conspiracy and spirituality to the occult, the esoteric, new technology and science, philosophy, history, secret societies, geopolitics, religion, and so much more. We are here doing radio on Thursdays and Sundays with interesting guests, interviews, and information for your consideration. We do not tell you what to think or what you should believe, and we try to present the information in the best way we can and help to highlight the research of authors, filmmakers, other researchers, and bring their information to your attention. And we think that you should ultimately make up your own mind about the subjects we cover. Always question the information and, of course, continue the search for yourself if you find it interesting. I also want to remind you that on Sunday, the 28th of September at 7 p.m. GMT, we are starting up Red Eyes Live. That's audio and video feeds from our studio. More like TV than radio. This is interviews with clips, film excerpts, images, video, photos, graphs, or whatever other kind of visual aid we can use that will help us to go even deeper into many of the subjects that we cover and to better present the some of the information and explain some of the material for you. Our first guest will be Daniel Tatman, and we're going to go further into architecture and symbolism as we continue our miniseries. And also backtrack a little bit to show you visually some of the things that we have been talking about with Daniel. And this is going to be really awesome, and I want you to tune in live. This is a whole new level to Red Eyes. So simply go to redicecreations.com and click on Red Eyes Live, the banner. And from there you'll be able to see the player and get more information about the time and also about the time zones, of course, in case you're tuning in either from America, Australia, Africa, or Asia. So again, Sunday, September the 28th at 7 p.m. GMT. Don't miss it. And today we are going to get into the Zen Eye of the Hurricane with Christopher Morse. As you know, if you're a regular listener, Chris has been with us many times. He's a frequent guest that we always like to check in on now and then and get an update from creativecosmos.org. That's Christopher's website, creativecosmos.org. Chris is an author, a writer, and a spiritual explorer, and interested in many different spiritual paths. I'd recommend you head over to his website, creativecosmos.org, take a good look around for articles, music, and of course art, and many of his interviews that he's done before. So with that, let's say welcome. Thanks for coming on again, Chris. Wonderful having you back on the program again.
Hi, Henrik. Yeah, I'm glad to be back, and I'm sending out a hearty handshake across the Atlantic to you on this day. And as I was telling you, even as we were getting ready for the show, the muse is upon me. I can feel the flow happening, and I love how the just having a listening audience out there initiates the flow of information and will take us to places that we can only imagine over the next hour or however long we're going to be talking today.
Sounds good, Chris. Thank you very much for coming on. It's a pleasure having you back. You know, how are you been? How are things over at creativecosmos.org?
Oh, things are good. You know, things are moving and changing and flowing. And, you know, myself, I'm still always looking for new ways to express myself as part of my joy or part of my meditative practice. You know, one thing I've been doing lately that's kind of interesting is I've been doing some wood carvings. Yeah, I might even throw a few pictures of those up on the site over the, well, maybe probably tomorrow or tonight or something, because those are kind of cool. You know, just another way to get some of the expression out. You know, that's really one thing I wanted to talk about today is how the creative cosmos, well, how it came about in the first place. And one of the core things that I believe it facilitates is, you know, in the expressing of yourself, you can dig into your subconscious. You know, that's part of it. Like if you draw 100 pictures and you look at that, you will learn a lot about yourself. And not only that, but having expressed that, you'll loosen these things up. They'll come in front of your vision, and then you'll be able to deal with them and be done with them, free that energy up. And then the next cycle of energy coming through will be that much more inspired and that much more invigorated. And then we do this with music, and we do this with art, and any possible way we can think of it, we express ourselves and get those juices flowing and get the energy coursing through us, and then we're on our way to building some awareness in the moment.
That sounds like a very good idea, actually. So you're basically, what you're saying is that through art, different kinds of expression, you can in a way process some of the stuff you're dealing with, right? Some of the knots and tanglements of your psyche, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's one really good way to just and you dig in there, you know. I mean, I'd say the first thing is, as soon as you acknowledge to your subconscious that you're ready to look in there, things will start bubbling up to the surface, you know. But what happens is a lot of people get frozen. They don't do anything. They don't recognize it. They don't look there. They just kind of put it off to the side, and okay, now I'm dealing with the world. I'm doing stuff. I'm involved in this out here and this out there, and this is stressing me out, and I'm thinking about this, and how am I going to pay the bills, and what's all this crazy business on the TV, and is the end of the world going to come? Well, the internet seems to think it is, or some people seem to enjoy it. But well, we love the craziness out there as well. It takes all types of people to make a world, that's for sure. But yeah, you know, when you start creating, and it isn't a thing of whether you know, you think you're an artist or you think you're a musician, you know, it isn't about that. It's making that effort. You know, anybody can take out a pad of paper and begin writing about how they feel. Or, you know, it doesn't have to be for anybody else. It can be just for yourself. Yes. But, you know, as you're digging through some of this stuff and you start getting some of it out there, well, you'll also start finding light rays. You'll start finding, you know, your inner sunshine, and you'll be amazed at what comes out when the energy takes over and expresses itself. You know, that was one thing I wanted to kind of get into today, is one of the Zen ideas of being the hollow bamboo, and what that means and how that feels and what it brings into your life.
So let's dive into that right away, Chris. Tell us more about the hollow bamboo.
Okay. Well, you know, I came across the concept kind of, you know, from the musical angle initially, and I was, as you know by now, most people, that I am a trumpet player and musician. I went through 9 years of college, you know, all sorts of training even before that, since I was a kid, on you know, with really great teachers on how to play the trumpet, and I got very far along in an academic sense and in a technical sense. But at some point I hit a wall, because it was all cerebral. It was all like kind of replication, or, you know, I hadn't touched into the greater music yet. I was still, I don't know, I guess you could say immature in a sense. And then in my own personal search, I had to kind of get out of music almost for a couple years, or at least, you know, I never was out, but I had to kind of get out of that frame of mind and allow myself to do different kinds of expressions. Now, this was something I felt coming to me just before the show began. Yeah, not to feel like you have to be limited by one type of expression. You know, see, that was one of my early challenges with the trumpet, is that was just one type of expression, and my heart felt that it had so much more to bring, so much more, so many different ways to say it, you know.
Yeah.
And we could think in it, let's say in terms of one of these arts, well, you think of, well, even in visual arts, you have all these colors and all these different kinds of brushes, or style of paints, or, you know, all these different kind of things. But then imagine if you just open it up and you're no longer just an artist, but you're a creator.
Yeah.
And, you know, this was the whole process that my mind went through as I was going through, because I felt restricted by having to put it in just one place. But then when I just called it Creator and thought of my creativity as one with the creativity of the universe, then, yes, everything opened up. And
right.
And my, I literally felt my heart chakra. This is no joke. This really happened. I felt my whole heart just open wide. It's like, and you can literally feel in the center of your chest, just this incredible fluttering, when you're doing something that is an expression of your inner creativity. You know, it just sings through you. It just, takes you over and transports you to that place of consciousness, and also shares that message with anybody who could listen. You know, this is a message that you don't argue with music, you don't debate it in a political sense, you just listen to it, and right. It has its effect, you know, in a vibrational sense and even on a molecular level.
Indeed. Well, that's interesting. So in a way, you know, what you're saying is that to stop being afraid that one isn't, you know, good enough in either drawing or playing an instrument or even dancing or whatever, it's more like if you can recognize that you just can do whatever the heck you want to do without being you know, afraid what everyone else thinks or what have you, you get more in contact with the whole palette, so to speak, of all the possible ways you can express yourself, right? In order, just instead of boxing yourself in and thinking, you know, I'm going to stick to music or even this kind of music, right? Because you're limiting yourself all the time in a way.
Yeah, exactly, man. Beautifully put. I enjoyed that. That's exactly it, you know. And, you know, what happens is that outer wondering at what everybody else might think, we get doubt upon that first inclination. This is what one of the practices I started doing a lot. Whenever I first wanted to do something, you know, maybe I'm walking along and then all of a sudden I feel like I wanted to jump. But, you know, maybe a lot of the times we're like, oh, you can't do that. Oh, someone's going to think I'm a dumbass, or hey, this or that, or whatever else. Right. So we don't jump. We just keep our serious face on, walk eyes straight ahead, you know. But yeah. Now if I feel like something come through me to jump, wah, I'll jump.
Of course.
Yeah, I've learned to not allow that doubt or that reflex to inhibit me. You know, and I guarantee you that if you open up that space and keep your eye out, you'll see that come up. Something will come up. That spirit, that is the spirit. That is, to me, the Holy Spirit or the creative energy or the the conscious living breath of the universe. And,
yes.
You know, it's not a serious thing. You know, it's not, no, it's joyous. It's playful. It's whimsical. It's intricate. It's silly. It knows how to, you know, just get you right, you know, to get your attention if it can. And it's, I know it's trying in all of our hearts all the time to get our attention, you know. And when you have a silly moment in the day, you know, that's another example of, just think of the universe capable of some of the silliness that we see. You know, there's a great sense of humor there.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you can find these little pokes or these little proddings or these little things arising in your heart and you allow them expression, that is to me, the blooming of the lotus. Imagine it like a plant. You get this little seedling. You know, the seed is just the fact that you're capable of that or that potentiality. But then when you get the little whimsical notion, that is becoming actuality and that plant begins to bloom.
Yes.
And that is also your heart chakra opening. So the more of these seeds you plant